Hello, book besties. Welcome to episode 20 of the Books and Mockers podcast. I'm Shai.
I'm Em.
Grab a drink, get cozy, let's talk books.
Hello.
Good morning. I just had a thought as I've done the intro there. Do we continue saying get cozy? Because it's getting warm. And is that odd?
For me, I will cuddle up with a blanket all year round. So for me, getting cozy is sitting with my book or my Kindle with a blanket, cup of tea. I will do that even if it's 25 degrees outside. Because for me, a blanket is more a comfort thing than a cozy thing.
Oh, see, are you one of those freaks that will have like a fan on full blast while you've got a blanket and a hot drink?
Yes.
It's really odd.
I know. But then on saying this, I can be the opposite way in that I will eat ice lollies in the winter.
Oh, ice lollies all year round. I get that. Yeah.
So I think the thing is as well, with get cozy can mean different things to different people. So I vote for we leave it.
Okay, maybe we'll do a poll. Although we're not really on Instagram anymore, so.
Our Instagram has maybe been neglected a little bit recently. I think we've definitely focused more on TikTok.
Yeah, and if you're a listener and you're, you know, heavy on Instagram, I think you'll understand when we say that for some reason, Instagram just doesn't push your content out the way that it used to, and it's really disheartening. And I think TikTok, just for the win, like, for example, while you get like 1,000 views on a TikTok, you're sitting on 30 on Instagram, and it's the exact same video, and it just doesn't make any sense. So
yeah, and I think we have seen an uptick in listens since we've been active on TikTok. I think we've had a lot more interaction on TikTok and a lot more engagement. So I think that's sort of where we've sat with it. Not to say that we were never going to be on Instagram again. I think just as Shai says, it is disheartening when you take so much time editing clips and putting them together and then put them out and essentially get nothing back from them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure. So now that we've gone off on a tangent, how are you this weekend?
I'm good. Yeah, I'm all right. How are you?
Yeah, can't complain. So happy that we're getting to the lighter mornings and light evenings. It's nice. I always think like when we finish work and you want to potter around and do stuff, when it's pitch black outside, it feels wrong. So you kind of just go into like hermit mode. Whereas in the summer seasons, you can sort of like get more done, you feel like you're more productive, and it's nice.
I think as well it's just those longer days, you know, you start earlier, finish later, as in the light, and I think you are more productive, definitely. I mean, I know, yeah. I'm definitely more productive, you know, when it's the lighter evenings. On saying that, I mean, it's quite dull today having to put lights on in the house, but you know, I mean, we're only on the 9th of March.
See, here it's blue skies, you can tell Em, it's really, really bright, but I am up on a hill, which helps me quite a bit.
Yeah, you're closer to the light.
You're just gonna go religious on me there. Yeah, close to the Lord.
A little bit philosophical there, didn't we? So we've got quite a few updates this week. I think we're going probably with more just a chattier episode rather than a topic as such, and we do have a little game for towards the end of the episode, which we haven't done for a while.
Yeah, we do love that English game.
We do. So will we start? Well, first of all, we've both decided that March we are having a book buying ban.
Yes. And how is that going for you, Em?
Well, we decided it was going to be physical books because I get addicted to Kindle and buy books on Kindle quite a lot. And also, and I'm going to talk a little bit about it in a bit, but obviously the Amazon 99 pence books came out for March as well. But yeah, the physical side, I'm doing okay. I've not bought any yet, but we are only on the 9th. There are books that I want that I'm really trying to hold out for. The thing is, this is the first time we've actually done a physical book buy and ban and actually sort of said we're going to hold ourselves to it. I am finding it more difficult than I realized.
I think the thing that we both need to remember is the books aren't going anywhere. It's kind of like once you get it in your head that you need to get this book, suddenly it's as if they're leaving the shelves tomorrow and you absolutely have to get it that day. And that's not the case. They'll be there next month. It's not like they're limited edition covers. So that's okay. It's okay.
Yeah. I think it was just, I mean, in February, we both bought a lot of books. I think my total tally ends up with something ridiculous, like about 19 books, which for 1 month is it's a crazy amount of books. I just thought this month, let's just calm it back. There are two books in particular I do want to buy, and April, I'm definitely going to buy them. And that's Tessa Bailey's new sports romance, Fangirl Down. And I actually really want Magnolia Park's Into the Dark, the published cover. So I do have, I obviously on launch day, I did get the artsy cover, but I really love the Into the Dark published cover. So I think I'm going to buy that as well. But yeah, no, I think I'm coping all right. But I think, as I say, I didn't realize how much buying books actually meant to me, which I know sounds a little bit dramatic.
Yeah, in terms of like books that I actually wanted to pick up, I've been thinking I really want the Christina Lauren Love in Other Words, but I don't want the UK cover. I've said it to you before. I want the American cover. It's like a pale pink art. It's so cute with like little illustrations all over it. I found a website actually that ships to the UK and you can get the American cover. I
Oh.
think I'm gonna do it. I mean, it's expensive. The delivery is just ridiculous.
Well, hold that thought, because now I actually bought the UK cover of Love in Other Words, and I think I bought four or five Christina Lauren books in my February extravaganza of book buying, and it's lovely. But you're right, the American cover is just stunning. If people haven't seen it, please go and Google it. Christina Lauren Love in Other Words US cover, 'cause it is beautiful. But hold that thought, because I am going back to the States in about 6 weeks-ish. So if I can grab them for us, I will do.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, because I was thinking about this. I started making a list of books that I want to buy when I'm over there. And yeah, because we are, when we were over there back last year, we went to Barnes and Noble and Books a Million. And I bought a couple of classics, but they do have obviously the American covers. So yeah, hold that thought. Let me see if I can get them, because I will get them for us when I'm over there, because as much as I have the book, I really want that cover on my bookcase.
It's really, really cute. I'm annoyed though because I did pick up two Christina Lauren books myself last month and they're not going to match, which has like that could irk me potentially, actually.
Yeah, I think it's difficult when you do start almost an author collection, and you're going with one set of covers, and then you bring in a different cover. For me, I'm comfortable with it, because I have fallen in love with the cover for Love in Other Words, so I think I'm okay with it. I have on my bookcase, I do have my Christina Lauren's All Sat Together. I may change that up and put Love in Other Words elsewhere, because I do almost want to display it, because it is so pretty. And we know, I mean, we've spoken a lot about covers, and they really, we're very aesthetic and very visual people, and I think covers, we do love a good cover.
It goes back to the thing of it's a hobby. It's like book collecting is a hobby. And it's completely separate to reading.
This is what they always say, is that reading is like a passion, whereas book buying, it's like a collector sort of vibe, rather than, you know, just buying books to read.
Because actually, we have these books in the background. We're more likely to read them on the Kindle. So
Oh, 100%.
yeah, it's an odd, it's like a magpie mentality. It's like must collect all the books that we can and then just nest with them.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, we both enjoy annotating, so I think it's good to have the physical books from that point of view, where we can annotate and highlight our favorite parts. But for me, when I'm sitting working, quite often, if I just need to take like sort of a 2 minute break, maybe like, you know, relax my eyes a little bit, I will turn and look at my bookcase, and it makes me happy. And I think that's the thing for me, is I love having my bookcase because it makes me happy. I like having these physical books. And because I do buy a load of books which I haven't read but just want to read, they're on my TBR. But I also buy books which I've read and fallen in love with. And when I see those books in my bookcase, it makes me feel things. You know, it reminds me of the stories, the characters. And yeah, I think it's just it's a different experience having the physical books to reading them on your Kindle.
Yes, I concur. Is that the correct word?
Yes,
Yeah.
it is. So yeah, so book buying ban is going all right. Keeping in line with buying books though. We did have the March specials, the 99 pence Amazon books. I bought four this month. First of all, it's now I think I've spoken about these on the pod before. The Chloe Walsh Boys of Tommen series. I really want to read it. It's getting very mixed reviews, but from what I've seen, I think I'll enjoy it. And Binding and Keeping 13, the first two books in the series, were on for 99 pence each this month. So I have bought those. I've not read them yet. I've bought those.
Yeah.
The third one I bought is Hannah Cowan's Lucky Hit. This is another one that I've seen quite a lot on BookTok. It's one that it's on my TBR. It's been on my TBR for a little while. When I saw it was 99 pence, thought, let's just buy it. And the fourth one I bought was the first book in the Lancaster Prep series from Monica Murphy, Things I Wanted to Say. It's another one that's been on my TBR for a while. So yeah, I've bought those.
Exciting. I realized that actually I don't buy a lot of books with those deals, and maybe I should.
I sort of came across it sort of the back end of last year. I started seeing on TikTok the start of every month, people would say, oh, these are the Amazon deals this month. It was when I started seeing a lot of, well, I think that the first one I bought for 99 pence was Pucking Around by Emily Rath. Mm-hmm. I had wanted that book for a long time. It's all books, they're not on Kindle Unlimited. So it's books that they're on my TBR and I think, oh, one day I'll buy them. But because I have Kindle Unlimited, I tend to go for those books first. Just because obviously I'm paying a subscription, I want to get the most out of that. So when these deals started coming up and I realised that they were every month, it's big BookTok books that are coming up, like The Boys of Tommen, Pucking Around. I think Pucking Wild was on, I think, last month. I've got The Graham Effect, which is the second generation of Off Campus by Elle Kennedy. So I've gotten quite a lot of books from it. And I just think to myself, 99 pence, it's nothing. I mean, even so, I've bought four this month. It's less than going to Starbucks. It kind of gets me excited now for the start of the month.
Yeah, definitely. While we're on the topic of Kindle, my stickers came. I know. And my insert, guys. Oh, my Kindle at the moment is just looking stunning. It's a shame that you can't just look at the back. You actually have to turn it around to read, because I catch myself during the day, I like pick it up and just stare.
To be fair, it is gorgeous. I mean, the stickers that you chose, as much as I had seen them already, you had shown me the ones that you bought before they arrived, but they are stunning.
And the insert as well. With the pop socket. Oh, it's a whole thing that's going on. And it's nice. Like, my Kindle feels more like mine.
Yeah.
Weird to say. I didn't really understand the whole decorate your Kindle thing. I get it now, because it really does just make it feel like yours. I did actually want to maybe shout out the Etsy store that I got the stickers from, because guys, the options that she has, they are beautiful. So her name on Etsy is The Wildflower in Bloom. So if you did want to go and have a little look, she's got so many bookish options. I think she's got bookmarks as well, as well as the inserts and the other stickers. So yeah.
Yeah, her shop is actually beautiful. I've had a look myself, and she has loads of stickers. What I really love is she actually does trope stickers. So she's got like enemies to lovers, friends to lovers, one bed. I just think they're a lot of fun. I think, and one thing actually, just to pick up on your point about the Kindle sort of feeling more like yours, I think it's that way where you're putting the stickers on and it's for things that you love about books. And I think that's what it is. It almost gives it an identity over, you know, what's in it, essentially. Yeah, I do love the whole decorate your Kindle sort of experience.
How's life with your new little stand and your page turner going?
Ah, honestly, complete game changer. So I know we spoke about it last week and it was just arriving that day. I love them. Honestly, I do use it in bed, which is what the primary reason for me buying it was. But I find I use it all over the house. I have it set up where when I'm reading in my office, I've managed to set it up where I can clip it onto my bookcase and then I can sit in my chair and read and flick through. It's an absolute game changer. I clip it onto the edge. I can see you looking, going, where do you clip it on?
No, actually, your screen is really shaking and I'm trying to figure out if it's my eyes
oh,
or if it's
sorry.
your camera, because I keep getting this thing where if I look at something too hard, it's like my eyes are shaking, and I was like, oh God, is that happening again? Or is her camera moving? But I'm not. It's just you. It's like you're on top of a washing machine.
No, do you know what I think it is? My laptop is actually on a stand, and I don't think the stand's maybe stable, and I keep leaning on the desk. So I'm sorry, I'll keep my hands to
Oh,
myself.
no, it's fine. I just
No,
didn't know if
no,
it's
no.
my eyes.
Oh, it's not. Yeah, so I've been using the stand with my bookcase. I've also been using it downstairs. So we'll be sitting, and my husband will be watching television, and I will be sat lazing on the couch with my little page turner. So yeah, complete game changer. And actually, I'm finding it just really comfortable. Like, that's one thing. I knew it was going to make things a little bit easier. I didn't realize how comfortable it would actually be. I'm absolutely loving it. I would recommend it to anybody. And it's shocking the amount of places that you can find to clip onto.
Yeah, you FaceTimed me the other day and it was on your radiator.
Yeah. I mean, the radiator wasn't on, just to clarify. But yeah, no, I had it clipped onto the radiator next to the sofa, and it was just the most perfect setup. My littlest dog, she has a habit of jumping up on my knee, and then if she gets a bit bored, she starts swiping at my Kindle or my phone, whatever I'm holding. So she can't do this now because it's in the stand. So I feel like I'm also protecting my Kindle.
Yeah, I need to get one. It's on my list. It's on my shopping list. On the topic, though, just quickly, this isn't actually a talking point that I had written down, but I do want to say protecting your Kindle. I've had to get a screen protector because I had my Kindle by the window the other day, and guys, I noticed the scratch, and it was the most devastating moment of my life to have a scratch on my Kindle screen. I can't, like, I think about it daily. I need a new
Yeah.
Kindle.
No. Maybe a slight overreaction. I do know what you mean. There's nothing worse. It's the same as like with your phones, your iPads, and things as well. If you find a scratch, it's the thing that your eye is constantly trained to after that. And that's, yeah, I get it. But no, so when you say you've got a screen protector, is it a matte one?
Yes.
Oh, okay, so it doesn't actually affect sort of like seeing the
No,
paper white.
you don't even notice that it's on the screen. And also, this could just be wishful thinking, but I think it's almost masked the scratches that I found. So I can't see them now, which is nice. It's kind of like a plaster
Oh,
or a band-aid
perfect.
if you're in America.
Yeah. Actually, just talking about protecting our Kindle as well, I actually bought a Kindle sleeve last week. So
Yay.
I've been traveling quite a lot recently, just going and visiting family. Every time I bring my Kindle, I've sort of been putting it in my suitcase in between clothes because I don't want to get it damaged. And I thought, hang on, I need to get something. I know you have the cutest Kindle sleeve. It's got bees on it. It's lovely. So I actually bought one off a store on Etsy, and it's navy and white stripe. With little gold love hearts on it. It's absolutely beautiful. And I've lost that sort of fear of, oh my God, I'm going to scratch it, I'm going to drop it. So yeah, the problem is she has so many designs, so I feel like I need to get two or three.
Yeah, I want a few. And my reasoning behind it is that if I wash one, I have to have one to put the Kindle in. You need backups. And what if I misplace one?
Exactly. Yeah. And as I say, we do have a holiday coming up in a few weeks, so taking it with me, I want to have that sort of second level of protection. So yes, I think we're all about decorating and protecting our Kindles at the minute. Yeah. So one thing I wanted to ask, and this is, we haven't really done this for a few weeks. What are you reading at the minute?
Ooh, love this question. Right, this is going to be a slightly longer story. I was reading Lauren Ash's Love Redesigned. A couple of weeks ago, I mentioned that I don't like DNF in books because I get FOMO and all of that. Guys, I DNF'd a book.
You did.
It took me 5 days to get to 35%. And I just thought, this isn't worth it. I'm sure there are some people that absolutely love the book and, you know, each to their own. We love what we love, but it wasn't for me. I couldn't get into it. So I've DNF'd a book and I'm currently now reading Ali Hazelwood's Love Theoretically, which we were both nervous about reading another one of her books. I was okay after reading Bride, but then I did think, oh, the rest of her romances, what are they like? She's a phenomenal writer. We'll say that.
Yeah, because we both read The Love Hypothesis and absolutely loved it. We did review it in a previous episode if you want to go and listen to that. But we both loved it. We both gave it 5 stars. It was hands down brilliant. Adam Carson is on both our book boyfriend lists. Then we read Check and Mate, which didn't go down so well with us. But it was her first foray into young adults. Then you read Bride and really enjoyed it. So yeah, this was sort of the next Next one. And this is more along the lines of Love Hypothesis, isn't it? As in women in STEM.
Yeah, so it's another STEM romance. I think there's
Okay.
some confusion because I know that some people think, you mentioned actually that you saw it on TikTok. They're not connected. They are standalone books. They're still STEM, but they're not. There's no, like, characters don't reappear in the books and stuff. So you can
But
pick
you're
up the books anywhere.
okay, cool. And one thing I want to ask, and because this was one thing that I really, really loved about Love Hypothesis, was that it was funny. Has she brought the humor back?
Oh, it's so funny. The female lead is hilarious.
Good, because that was the thing that actually really captured me with Love Hypothesis, was actually the comedy sort of meant more to me in that book than the romance side. Because I mean, as much as I loved Asma and Olive's relationship and the sort of the creation of that and following that story, she's a very funny writer. And that's one thing that I sort of missed actually in Checking Mate. I didn't find it as funny. I do have Love Theoretically actually downloaded on my Kindle. I bought that actually. But yeah, I'm excited to read it.
Yeah, so the female lead is really funny, but also she does really good brooding men. So very moody and like mysterious, and she does it so well. It's yeah, the dynamics in her books are phenomenal.
Yeah, and she writes good angst. I quite like that
That's the
as
word
well,
that I
sort
was
of the...
looking for, yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I'm excited, but I'm glad you're enjoying it. So how far into it are you
Oh, I'm not going to
currently?
pretend like I'm massively far. I'm still
Do
like 30% in, but I'm loving it.
you know what? That's good. Considering that you DNF'd Love Redesigned at 35%, the fact that you're 30% in and loving it, I think that this is positive. This is positive. Well, this week, we know that I'm a mood reader. We've spoken about this on previous episodes, but I want a little bit of a plan because I have my arc of the tape job coming next weekend. So I wanted to sort of plan the next week, you know, what I was going to be reading so that I was in a place that next weekend I can just focus solely on the tape job. If You Hate Me by Helena Hunting was released on the 7th, just a couple of days ago, and I'm currently reading that now. It's a hockey romance. She has other hockey romance series that I've read before. I've read her Puck series, which is it's an 8-book series. I've read 7 of them because the last one's sort of just a bit behind the scenes sort of book. I think it's a short novella. I haven't read that, but I've read the 7 main books and absolutely loved it. She's again a very funny writer, but she writes incredible characters and she touches on quite sensitive subjects as well, which she does it very well. So yeah, If You Hate Me, I'm actually about 87, 88% in, so I don't have much to go. I've really loved this book actually. It's very good. The characters are very good. I've liked the storyline. It's kind of gone a couple of ways, which I didn't expect. I'm not going to give any spoilers, obviously, but there's been a few kind of unexpected twists and turns in it. But I'm really enjoying it. And then my plan for the week is actually to read Binding and Keeping 13 because I figure I have the books, I've wanted to read them for a while. I'm going to bite the bullet and get those done this week before I have the tape job next weekend.
Interesting. I'm excited to see what you feel about them.
Yeah, I mean there's been very mixed reviews on them, and I think we've spoken sort of off the pod about the books and the series. I think they are quite relationship based rather than plot based, which I think I might enjoy. I quite like that aspect. But yeah, I mean, I've seen a lot of people saying that it destroyed them and it was very, they cried a lot, which, you know, I mean, I cry at books anyway, so we shall see. But yeah, I will definitely give an update next week as to how I got on with them. But yeah, that's what I'm currently doing.
Nice, exciting, exciting times ahead. Shall we do our game or do you have another point?
What just one other thing actually was that I know we spoke a few weeks about how Jessa Hastings had done a Q&A on her Instagram. Becca Mack actually did one this week, and for anyone that doesn't know, Becca Mack has a Playing for Keeps series, which it's a 5-book series, 3 of which are out right now, Consider Me, Play With Me and Unravel Me. Her fourth one, Fall With Me, is coming out in July, and she did a Q&A this week, and there was just a couple that she did, and I screenshotted just because I thought they were quite interesting. So there were some spoilers in her Q&As, and I've obviously not picked up those because I wouldn't spoil this for anyone. And Shai, I know you haven't read the books yet either. I know you have them, but you've not read them, so I wouldn't do any spoilers. The first one is, though, someone had asked her, what can we expect after Playing for Keeps? So this is her first series. And this is actually something that was interesting because it's something that I've questioned as well previously. Just the fact that I love her writing, I love her books. So she has said she's got a few things coming up. First one is going to be called The Turnover, and this is going to be a standalone hockey romance about Callie and Freddie. And the first four chapters were available in an anthology that she did previously. It's a one-night stand surprise pregnancy with a filthy-mouthed Swedish hockey player. So it's a little bit different considering her playing for keeps is all set in Vancouver, and they play for the Vancouver Vipers. And then the second one, she's doing a series called Finding Home. This is going to be a baseball series, which I think is really interesting because she's very big on hockey. Husband and her brother both play hockey. I don't think professionally, I think maybe just amateur leagues, but I know she used to play when she was younger. So yeah, baseball's going to be really interesting. She did say that she shared the story on Wattpad in 2021. She's been slowly updating and rewriting it since last year. And she did say the characters Mitchell and Isla are the definition of soulmates, and she can't wait to share their story. And there's going to be five books in the series, so very similar to Playing for Keeps.
Okay.
Really, really exciting. She did say as well that it's going to have everything that Playing for Keeps has, with things like found family, a friend group, and some kind of different topics. And then the other one I just wanted to touch on. So someone else had asked her, second generation series, is it really happening? A friend told me you'd said something like this in your Facebook group. I do absolutely have a second generation series planned, but I have no idea when I'll get to it. I'm not going to say anything else that she said on there because it may give something away about
I
the
feel like that does give it away though, because now we know that they have babies. Someone's having a baby, right? Is second generation not when you follow the kids' stories?
Yeah, but in five books, I think it's evident someone's going to have a baby somewhere along the way.
I have a controversial opinion about second generation. I don't like
Okay.
it.
Okay.
I don't like the idea of it. I think an epilogue is fine enough if you want to have a little look at like the kids' future, maybe. I just think once the story's over, the story's over and let it be. I
Okay.
don't like the idea of like going into a kid's, like the children's lives afterwards.
See, the thing is, the only one that I've really experienced, and I haven't actually read the book yet, is the Graham experience, which not the Graham, the Graham effect, which is the second generation to off campus. I have the book, I haven't read it as yet. It's on my TBR, and I do want to get to it soon-ish. I loved Off Campus. I am excited to read it. I think one thing that it doesn't bother me necessarily. But I kind of get what you mean in that you read about these characters in college, now they're children are in college. Is there something just a little bit icky about it?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I kind of get that. I haven't actually read The Graham Effect, so I can't say how I'll feel yet because I don't know. I find it slightly odd that they're going to be talking about their mum and dad, who are characters that I've read when they were sort of early 20s, and now they have children in their late teens, early 20s. But yeah, we'll see. But I get it. I do get where you're coming from. But yeah, no, that was just a couple of Q&As for Becca Mack that I thought were a little bit interesting. It's good to see that she does have more books planned, and I am excited for her baseball series. I think that'll be a good one.
Yeah, I can't have too much of an opinion because I haven't read her books yet, so
Yeah,
I'm
I
sure
mean,
they'll be great.
the thing is, sports romance, I think in particular, they're not for everybody. And I think sometimes they can be a little bit heavy on the sports side, which, if you're not overly into it, and could maybe have a similar impact to what we had with Check and Mate, where it was quite technically heavy on the chess side, and we didn't overly enjoy that. I think I found it with a couple of American football books that I've read, where I don't overly understand the technicalities and the rules around American football. I have a basic knowledge, but when they start talking about the technical aspects of it, I get a little bit lost and I tend to sort of zone out a bit. So I think with sports romances, they can be a little bit risky with those sort of aspects. Shall we move on to our game? Okay. So I have them here. It's another bookish this or that, but not the same one as we did last time. So first up, would you rather meet your favorite author or meet your favorite character?
Oh, this is difficult. Character.
Yeah, I think I'm the same, but don't know who it would be.
I don't know who it would be, but I just, I, oh, this is going to sound so bad. Annie Hazelwood is a perfect example of this, though. I feel like you fall in love with their work, not necessarily them, but you fall in love with the characters. And for yes. that reason, I'd take any character, really.
Yeah. And do you know, actually thinking about it, I would love to have a day with Magnolia Parks.
Really? I feel like it should drive me up the wall.
Yeah, I'm sort of here for it. Thinking about it, I'm like, do you know what? I would love a day with her. I think, yeah, I think she would drive me up the wall, but I think it would just be such an outrageous, outlandish, over the top experience. I would absolutely love it.
Do you know what? I'm thinking about who I'd want. I think maybe Willa from Heartless.
Yes.
I feel like she'd be a lot of fun to spend the day with.
She would. To be fair, most of those girls from the Chestnut Springs series by Elsie Silver. Yeah. Oh, there's so many. But yeah, I think definitely it would be meeting a character over the author. Okay, second one. Would you rather have unlimited free books or live inside your favorite book? These are tough.
They are really difficult. I'm just thinking, if you live inside your favorite book, are you just reliving the story over and over again, kind of like Doomsday? Or are you just in the world and the story's never ending? I need more info.
See, I'm going to take it as it's just that book, because it says live inside your favorite book, not your favorite world.
Okay, well then I'm going to go for free books, because
yeah,
you can get lost in new worlds.
Yeah, I think I'm going the same way. Would you rather read in bed or read on the sofa?
Bed.
Okay, I'm going sofa, especially with my new page turner.
Okay.
I think I know where we might go with this one. Would you rather enemies to lovers or friends to lovers?
Enemies to lovers.
All day long.
Yeah, every time.
It's my favorite trope, actually. And yeah, 100% yeah. Hands down. Enemies to lovers, day, every day. Right, last couple. Would you rather face on covers or typography?
Would you rather face on covers? As in, what do you mean? What does that mean?
I'm taking that, would you prefer people on covers or just lettering, like the name of the book?
Just lettering. I can't stand a person on a cover.
Yeah, I'm the same.
It irks me. No.
Yeah, no, I'm the same. I don't mind cartoon covers. I quite like the art, the animated cartoon covers. Not a fan of real people on covers. So no. Definitely typography. And last one, would you rather listen to music while reading or read with no sound?
I listen to instrumentals. I can't read in the silence. So I can't have words, but I'm not good in silence. So I'd rather have music.
Yeah. I don't mind whether there's lyrics or instrumental. If I'm reading something particularly heavy that I really need to focus on, for example, when I was reading Iron Flame and Fourth Wing, I could only listen to instrumental because I felt like I really needed to focus on those books. There was a lot going on in them. If I'm reading, for example, If You Hate Me Just Now, as much as I'm focused on the book, it's quite an easy reading with it being hockey romance. I'm quite familiar with, you know, that sort of world, like when they're talking about the technical aspect and things. So I can listen to pretty much anything. I can stick my Apple Music on, put it on shuffle, and it's fine. Yeah.
That's us for this week.
Enjoyed it. I've enjoyed just our little chatty episode. Fun. So yeah, guys, as I say, do come join us on Instagram and TikTok. I know we're not as active on Instagram anymore, but things do still go up on there. TikTok, both the same handle, at Books and Mockers Pod. I hope you have a great week and we will see you next time.
Yeah. And if you guys enjoy listening to the pod, please do hit the follow button on either Spotify or Apple, wherever you're listening, because we really do appreciate it. We'll speak to you next week. Bye.
Bye.